Logan, glad to have you with us here today. Your second year as the head coach of the Colby Hornet football team. How are things looking? You have a scrimmage at all this year?
Yep, we scrimmaged up in Tomahawk last Friday.
How did that go for you?
Went pretty good. Got some young guys in, and we're kind of running a new offense. But feel like they're kind of grasping it pretty well. So feel pretty good coming out of the scrimmage. No injuries or anything like that on the varsity end. So
you're talking new offense. What are we looking at?
A little bit
not
of spread
to give too many secrets.
Well, they'll see it on film.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
A little bit of spread stuff, a little power read.
How is that different from what you've done?
So we'll typically have probably three receivers, maybe four receivers spread out.
Okay.
Typically, we've been two tight end and wing, and last year we went two wings, really bunched in. Just found last year that we really couldn't move people in the wing tee offense, even though it's designed to get angle blocks, so it'll give you a good angle to really block a guy that's kind of not looking at you. But even then, we still had a hard time moving guys, so felt like this was kind of more the direction to go. Spread it out a little bit. Try to play like 7-on-7 sometimes, or 3-on-3 out on the edges rather than 11-on-11 just right in the middle.
Okay. What about some of your players coming back this year? I know teams each year have turnover. How does it look for the Colby football team this year?
Yeah, so we got four seniors that started quite a bit last year coming back. Brendan Geiger, second team all-conference D-end last year, so he'll be back at that position in fullback. Luke Canula started defensive back last year. He'll be our quarterback as well this year. He got in a little bit towards the end of the year last year at quarterback too with an injury. And then Cage Swacker, O-line, D-line, started both ways last year, or at least definitely on offense. And then Trista Smiles will start on offense last year. He'll be an offensive lineman and a linebacker. And then we have Arturo Lopez back. He was our center last year. He'll be playing guard this year and then D-tackle as well. Chase Haig, sophomore running back. He played quite a bit last year as a freshman and was pretty impressive. He's not a real big guy, but he's pretty quick. And just the way he competed last year at the varsity level is really impressive. And same thing with Danny Nunez. Sophomore is going to start both ways for us. Got a bunch of playing time last year as a freshman on varsity. So that's kind of our core group right now coming back.
I know Colby's been known in the past for being a running team. Is that kind of what you're going to go with? But I know you said you were going to go with more receivers. Are we going to see a little more passing out of Colby now? Or
we're still going to try to run the ball.
Okay.
I think at this level, small school, high school football, you got to be able to run the ball. There's no doubt about it. I feel like with this offense that we're putting in, it helps us a little more because we're going to try to get a double team, and then we're going to try to read a defensive lineman. So hopefully that helps a little bit with getting pushback from the offensive line. I know we had a lot of that last year. We ended up with negative plays because we just had guys getting pushed back and a lot of penetration through the offensive line. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that kind of shores some things up. And then just being able to use our speed, throw it out quick, and just kind of get guys out on the edge, maybe a little 3-on-3 situation, 2-on-2 or whatever, let them make some plays out in space.
Second year as a coach for Colby, what have you seen out of this CWC large? I mean, it's
pretty good.
That's a tough conference compared to what you used to see in the Clover Belt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as good as the Clover Belt is, I mean, Stratford, Amherst, Wittenberg, I mean, that's a gauntlet right there. And even our non-conference last year with Stanley, had a pass to beat Northwestern that they overthrew, would have made to level 3. Abbotsford had a game-winning kick that they made, but they had a false start on it to beat Coleman. So right there is two level 3 teams, potentially even farther, even in our non-conference. So, I mean, yeah, it was quite the gauntlet last year.
Dale, anything you want to ask Logan here tonight?
Well, you said you were making some changes. Obviously, you'll throw the ball a little bit more, which to me, having coached against Colby for, I don't know what it was, 8 years or so, if they threw it, it was an emergency a lot of times. And there were a lot of trick plays on special teams, and I'm not going to bother to ask you about those because we don't want to give those away. Colby was also known for them. Yeah. Colby was also very good with their linebackers, especially the two linebackers. If you have a two-man crew, a 34, a 52, whatever you want to call it these days. Mm-hmm. So what about that situation for you? Linebackers were always a strength of Colby football.
Yeah, I feel pretty good there. We have Ali Steen. He didn't play much last year, but he'll be a two-way starter for us. He's actually a captain this year. So we got him at one of the inside linebacker spots, and then Tristan Smozzle, state wrestler, his freshman and junior year. Not a real big guy, but he's really smart and knows exactly where he's got to go. Mm-hmm. So I feel pretty good about that position.
Your defense overall, pretty consistent, or some experience there, or some holes you've had to fill?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix. We got a DN and D tackle returning, two D tackles that return that played quite a bit last year. The two linebackers don't have a ton of varsity experience, but I still feel pretty good about them. They're both pretty smart and physical. On the back end, it's going to be a little interesting. We're going to start three sophomores and a freshman this first game, along with a senior. So, but out of those, Chase Haig and Danny Nunez are two of the sophomores, and they got a lot of experience last year on the varsity level. So, feel all right about that yet, even though they're pretty young.
I don't have your schedule in front of me, so who's your season opener?
Stanley.
Yep. Okay, well, that's always a challenge. That's not a cupcake, that's for sure. Stanley's
right, yeah.
Coached against them for many years as well up there. When you look at the conference, I don't want to ask you that. I was going to ask you, what do you see as far as the other teams in the conference? And you know, as a coach, I always kind of hated that question because I started talking about all these other teams, and then your parents and your players are sitting at home going, hey, coach, what about us? Special teams is an important part of the game, of course. What about kickoff, field goal, punting? How do you stand there?
Yeah. We always spend a lot of time looking at special teams, see if there's a way we can block a punt or if there's a way we can get a big kick return. Last year when we played Wittenberg, we saw some things where we thought we could get after it and block a punt, and we end up doing that and scored a touchdown off of it. So that's always something we definitely look at as far as special teams go, trying to get extra possessions or
What about the players who are like your kicker, your field goal kicker, if you have one? Some teams have one at this stage, some don't. What about the people that are going to be doing that kicking for you?
We'll see.
Okay. No,
not true.
You know what?
If I knew, I'd tell you, but
no.
We'll see.
The other question I always hated, that who are going to be some of your special teams players, especially your centers? And I went, oh, God, you've been reading my nightmares. Going into that first game, every coach thinking about, oh, God, the first time we have to long snap or the first.
Right.
Oh, so many games are won or lost. And you know, when you look at the game, at state, it's amazing the number of championships that are won down there because the other team has goofed up on special teams in some way. That's always a big factor. Now, I know you like to run the ball, but you're going to have to throw it in some circumstances. So who are some of the key players there as far as your receivers or people that you're going to be counting on?
Yeah, I think our go-to guys are probably going to be Chase Haig, Danny Nunez. Those are going to be kind of the slot guys. If we do bring our running back in with our fullback, it'll be Chase. But we'll split those guys out quite a bit, try to get them in good positions where we can get them in some space, get them some room to run.
Coaching staff, pretty much the same, or have you had some changes?
Yep, same as last year. Got Robbie Smozzle, offensive coordinator, also does offensive line, defensive line. Cody Meyer is going to take on a little more of the defensive game planning. Last year, he called the defense, and I kind of game planned it. So he's going to take over a little more of the game planning this year, so I can kind of be involved with both sides of the ball a little more. And then Sawyer Schmutzler is our receiving and defensive back coach, and then Jimmy Flink has been with us for a long time, since before I got here. He's going to do quarterbacks and defensive backs.
Well, Coach, having coached against Colby for many years in the Clover Belt, we had some great games, some very unusual games at time, but I know Colby always shows up ready to hit you in the mouth. I know that for a fact, that Colby's always been tough, and so I would expect that you probably carry on that tradition, because that's been a Colby tradition, and I guess good luck to you on this season.
Thank you.
All right, that's Logan Rosemeyer. He is the coach for...
I do have one question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gene's back in here. Where did he come from?
And I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but of course you have two former coaches going to the Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah.
Jeff Rosemeyer and Jim Hagan. Tell us about that great honor.
Well, Jeff's already in the Hall of Fame.
I thought he was going...
My dad, Robin.
Oh, Robin's going. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, my Uncle Jeff's already in. My dad Robin's going in. They're going to have a really good team up in Gilman for eight-man this year. And then, yeah, Jim Hagen coached before me. I coached under him. So that'll be quite the banquet to attend.